Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 132, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Within thy temple's sacred courts, with loving and adoring thought, we contemplate thy grace, O God, and all thy deeds with mercy fraught, and what follows. Psalter 132, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 9, beginning with verse 26 to the 13th verse of chapter 10. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, and nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Kings 9, beginning with the 26th verse through the 13th verse of chapter 10. And King Solomon made a navy of ships to Ezengeber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, as she came to prove him with hard questions, and she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, as she communed with him of all that was in her heart, and Solomon told her all her questions, there was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these, which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, harps also, and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees, nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Van Harten, who came home from the hospital, and in Rostern, Mr. and Mrs. Avid and Gerian van de Bruinhost, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, O when it has pleased thee to spare us and our dear children, as travelers to that never-ending and all-decisive eternity for another week. And when thou wast given another Lord's day, where the doors of thy house may have been opened, and that thou wast granted the privilege and the opportunity to enter through those doors, and then on another Sabbath day, and then we do well to reflect on another week which has quickly run its course, and to be given to reflect in the midst of the trials and troubles and cares of life upon all thy undeserved goodness, where thy mercies have been multiplied, and then to examine whether thou hast received any thanksgiving, but also to be given to reflect upon what we have done, where our sins were manifold, and how it has been with those sins in this past week, whether they have been sincerely and genuinely confessed, whether they have been repented of, and whether we have sought the pardoning in the blood of thy dear Son. Oh, to be given to consider were also the sins of the past week and the sins of our whole life, whether they are still for our own account. And, oh Lord, what a great debt that is, and where it is daily increasing, or whether our sins have been washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son and embraced by true saving faith, whether we have been exercised with those matters in the week gone by. Oh, then we do well to reflect that it is another week which we can never do over again. It is one week closer for each and every one of us to that meeting with our Maker, when we shall be called to appear before thee, O Lord, and do impress those divine realities upon the hearts of young and old, because the natural man lives upon the earth, and to the shame thy true church, and then we live oftentimes as if we shall remain here for a long time, and the time is known unto thee. And then thou wast given that royal command that we are called upon to seek thee while thou mayest be found, and to seek thee in the day of grace. O Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, where our fall was very deep indeed. But now it is thy work, because, Lord, thou knowest that salvation must come from heaven. And if thou leavest us lie in our lost state, then we are forever undone. But now the wonder of grace, where thou hast chosen a people, and who they are that is hidden for us, and that belongs to the secret things of the Lord, but therein lieth the only hope for us and our dear children. And now thou art gathering that chosen church by word and by spirit, and thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. And to that end, Lord, we beg of thee, and that it may please thee to bless thy holy word for the conversion of sinners, that it may please thee to bless thy holy word for the uncovering of false foundations, where thou wast written in thy word of those virgins, that five were wise and five were foolish. And now thou hast a people upon the earth that are given oftentimes to examine their hearts, whether it is that true faith, a work wrought by thy Spirit, and also given to examine what they may believe they have received, but also what they may yet miss. All we have heard out of thy holy word, that the Queen of Sheba, that she has come to Solomon with many a question, may there have also come up such souls in this morning hour. Ah, Lord, thou leadest thy true children in those deep and mysterious ways, that they come to those moments and times that they know it no more, where there can be such mysterious ways. Ah, may such souls have come up in this morning, and wilt thou grant thy true people their portion according to their several needs, that they may be given to rejoice in thee, by thee. And so we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, with all those that are called to labor therein. May the kingdom of Satan be diminished, and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and may it be greatly expanded, even in the far corners of the earth. Lord, then we commend unto thee our branch. Wilt thou remember the leaders, the readers? Wilt thou grant thy help in this day, and grant thy richest blessing upon thy holy word? And then it is pleased thee to bless a father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little child. O grant unto those parents a broken and a humble heart, that the tears may be given to flow. O, the psalmist has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and the little child is not able to do so. And then it is the calling of the parents, Ah, Lord, thou knowest the true thanksgiving, that is a gift that comes from above. May he be a little son of many prayers, one for thy glory. And so we commend in our midst all the unborn unto thee. Wilt thou graciously watch over them? Parents that desire more children, may they be found to be as a Hannah. We commend unto thee all the difficulties. A mother, an old widow, may return from the hospital by renewal. May it please thee to further bless the means to strengthen her, and above all that is calling, that it may be sanctified in her old life. Lord, remember all those that have difficulties of the body, and also difficulties and weakness of the mind, together with their loved ones, those that are undergoing treatments. It all awaits for thy blessing. We commend unto thee the elderly ones, and do remember all the mourning ones in our midst, where there are many mourning families. Oh, then thou wast spoken in such solemn ways, and may it be heard that those solemn callings were used for the saving of never dying souls. A we commend unto thee prodigal sons and daughters, whether in the way of the world or whether in the way of a deceitful religion, may they also be carried upon the wings of prayer. And now, Lord, in this hour, then we humbly beseech thee for thy gracious help. Oh, do open thy precious testimony. May thy word go forth with power divine. Do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and those that may be in their dwelling because of lawful reasons, when they may listen along, oh, do grant them also a special blessing. Do take away everything that could be a hindrance. May it please thee to bind the devil, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 49, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship him as God alone. And what follows? The extra collection today is for Bethesda, Psalter 49, the three stanzas. Thank you. begin this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 12 and there of verse 42. Matthew 12, verse 42, where God's word and our text reads thus. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Our text words speak of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon, with four thoughts. In the first place, the Queen hearing of King Solomon. Secondly, the Queen coming to King Solomon. In the third place, the Queen instructed by King Solomon. And in the fourth place, the Queen adoring King Solomon. The Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. And boys and girls, four short points that you can surely remember: hearing, coming, instructed, and the Queen adoring King Solomon. A beloved congregation, our text words, they are found in Matthew 12 in the context that the Lord Jesus Christ has performed different miracles. And then there were those that have ascribed it to the devil. And the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And the Lord Jesus Christ has healed that man that was possessed of the devil, that was blind and dumb. And then they have asked Jesus for a sign. Then we see how hardened that people have become, where Jesus has shown his power in the healing perfectly that man, and then to ask for a sign. And then Jesus has first given the sign of Jonah the prophet, where he would be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. And so the Son of Man would be in the heart of the earth. And then he has spoken of the men of Nineveh, that they would rise up in judgment against this generation because they have repented at the preaching of Jonah, one sermon, and they have repented, and a greater than a Jonah is here. And then we have the words of our text: the Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And then the question is, the Queen of Sheba, where was Sheba The general thought is that it is Yemen of today, and that is in the southern part of Arabia, on the shore of the Gulf of Aden that runs into the Indian Ocean, a great distance from Jerusalem, approximately 2,400 kilometers. And in the scriptures in the Old Testament, and then we read of Sheba in different prophets, in Isaiah 60 verse 6, camels from Sheba carrying gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. In Jeremiah 6 verse 20, there we read of incense from Sheba, and in Ezekiel 27, the verses 22 and 23, there we read of merchants from Sheba with gold and spices. Then we have read out of 1 Kings 9 that in the kingdom of Solomon, and then there were many traders that have went to different countries and that have traded in many commodities. And now concerning this Queen of Sheba, and then we do not read as we read with the Naaman of a but, because the Naaman was also a very honored man with an important position, but he was a leper. That we do not read of Sheba, and then what a privilege it is when in our lives, because we know as a consequence of sin that there are many trials and many troubles, and then what a privilege and what a blessing it is when there are not those special thoughts in our life. And may I ask you, congregation, how do you then live? Do you then use your strength and health to seek the Lord? And does the Lord now receive that thanksgiving, or do resemble the children of Israel, that in prosperity they have forgotten the Lord? And now we read that the Queen of Sheba, we read it in 1 Kings 10, and when the king, Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, and then we read further concerning the name of the Lord, all in capital letters, then how has the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, but especially concerning the Lord of Solomon? Then I think the children will tell me, well, that was because of traders, and they have traveled back and forth to trade in different commodities, and then they have told the people in Sheba, and it has come to the ears of the queen, and then in the land of Canaan there was a king, and that he was so wise and so rich, and that he excelled all the kings and all the queens upon the world. But now we hear of more, that the Queen of Sheba has not only heard of the blessing of Solomon, but concerning the Lord. And then it is evident that those traders in their business life, that they have not only done their business, but when they went to Sheba, that they have spoken of their King Solomon, but they have also spoken of the Lord, and that has made Solomon so great. Then we also hear our calling. No, not to continue preach. There's a time and a place for everything. But how is it in our life when we speak of our prosperity, of the blessings which we have received, of our crops, you can multiply it out, is then the Lord also mentioned? Or is there a period after those blessings? Then we have instruction from those traders, and of course, not only by talk, but also by our walk, that the world can see that we serve the living God and that we have a baptized forehead. And now we read in our text, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. David, he was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ in both the state of humiliation and exaltation. But Solomon, more a type of Christ in the state of his exaltation, although we understand only a very faint type. The name of Solomon, that means peaceable. And do we not read in Isaiah 9 verse 6 of the Prince of Peace? And Nathan has told Bathsheba that he would be called Jediah, which means beloved. Has the Father not spoken in Matthew 3, the verses 16 and 17, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased"? Oh, then we know that Solomon has received much wisdom, but Christ is the wisdom itself, so called in the book of Proverbs. Oh, have the Israelites not exclaimed that none have taught like him, and that he taught with power and with authority? Oh, Solomon, he was very rich, but the Lord Jesus Christ, do we not read in Psalm 50 verse 10, that every beast of the forest, the cattle upon 10,000 hills, and in Haggai 2 verse 8, that the gold and the silver is his. Oh, then Solomon in his reign, his dominion has extended very far. But concerning the dominion of the greater Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, do we not read in Psalm 72, from the rivers to the ends of the earth? And then further, and then the fame of Solomon has spread afar by those traders, but the fame of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, then it has went around the globe. Very few parts upon the world where the gospel has not come. Oh, then further, then Solomon had many traders, and so the greater Solomon has sent out his servants to preach law and gospel. And yet, many similarities, but yet there are great differences, because Solomon, only a faint type of the greater Solomon. We read it in our text, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Because Solomon, he was only a mortal man, even a sinful man. Boys and girls know that later in his reign that he is backslidden so far. And a Solomon in Israel, he could only help his inhabitants to a certain extent. He could only help them for the time, but he could not save their never dying soul. Oh, was the greater Solomon, then he is able to cancel debts. The greater Solomon, oh, of Solomon we read in the first chapters of 1 Kings that there have been different ones in the reign of David that have come to Solomon. Adonijah has come to Bathsheba to bring a special request to Solomon concerning Abishag. Was an improper request, and upon that unbecoming request, then the command was given that Jonadab must be put to death. Oh, if that was the case with us and our children, concerning our prayers, unbecoming, lukewarm, thoughtless, then the church would be empty in this morning. But oh, for those true seekers, for the children of God, then their prayers, they are washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joab, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, and Solomon says Joab must be put to death. Shimei, that cursor, then he has received orders to remain in Jerusalem, but two servants have run away. He has dropped across the Kidron, and he was also put to death. Thus then it is clear in our text, when Jesus was speaking, a greater than Solomon was here. And now we read in our text, the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Us and our children, how often we have heard the message, death in Adam and life in Christ. We do not read that the Queen of Sheba, that she has received a command or an invitation to come to behold the glory of Solomon. And for us and our children, how oftentimes the Lord has called, knocked on the door of our hearts, and then he calls by his goodness. He calls by afflictions, he calls by death, and above all by his word. And how do we now compare to the Queen of Sheba? Because it is evident when the Queen of Sheba has heard, Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that she became exercised and busy with Solomon and with the God of Solomon. Then it is clear that she became restless. And has that now taken place in our life? And for us it is more necessary, because we do not read that the Queen of Sheba, that she had a large debt toward Israel and toward Solomon. We read none of those things, but for us and our children, then what a heavenly high debt we have on account of our sins. Our second thought, the queen a coming to Solomon. Then she has come upon that hearing, and it is written, we have read it together, that queen of Sheba, that she had questions and riddles, and that she needed an answer. Are there souls that understand it? Have a Christendom in our day. They can put it all in order and it can all be reformed. But the spirit in the life of his true people, he uncovers them, leads them in those mysterious ways, and what riddles and perplexities there can be, we can have been brought up under the truth, as catechism students been diligent in memorizing our questions, and that our students must do. But now was that Queen of Sheba, riddles and questions, which they cannot unriddle. Do we not read in Luke 13 of that woman, of a woman that was bound, and bound by Satan, bowed down for 18 years, and could in no wise straighten herself out. And now that Queen of Sheba, to make that long journey, then she had to deny herself and come before Solomon and admit, thus we would say, to be dethroned, because we all like to be kings and queens, but now to be dethroned and become humble and small, and the Pharisee to become a publican, as we read in Luke 18, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And then the Queen of Sheba also had many riches, many blessings, that is evident with the many precious gifts which he has brought. But then to come to the land of Canaan and to admit and confess that she was not so wise, and that she had many a question which she desired to ask. And then she has left her country. 2,400 kilometers, we have heard that they have placed all the goods on camels, and they tell us that a camel under normal circumstances, of course, for one day they could travel further, but when it is a long journey, then they travel about 32 kilometers a day. Thus, that means approximately 75 days of traveling to come up to Solomon and to behold the glorious temple, and to hear about the Lord of Solomon, who was blessed that king so richly. Oh, when we hear it, may we never leave our place unlawfully empty in God's house on the Sabbath day or during the week, because we read in our text that the Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth. Thus, boys and girls, you can picture it. 75 days of traveling to go to church. Then how privileged we are, and to think of the many countries where there is persecution, where they cannot, where they may not come together to worship the Lord. Thus, concerning that trip of the Queen of Sheba, in the first place, the length of the trip. In the second place, the difficulties, because boys and girls, it was not like today, in a vehicle, and even on a four-lane highway, but it was through desert land, sandstorms, the scorching sun. Oh, then the Queen of Sheba, with her queenly dress, how sandy, how dirty it must have become, but the desire to see the riches of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. Ah, then you see what a desire, what a vehement desire she had concerning the Lord. She had questions and she had riddles, and the Lord has a people upon the earth. Oh, do we not read in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Then under all our privileges, then we have much to think about. Also in the life of a child of God. Oh, in the beginning, then how they resemble that Queen of Sheba. There's a blessing when it may continue, but alas, times with the cares, the busyness of life, when it becomes so quiet, when it becomes so lukewarm, so the length, the difficulties, and also the dangers. She had to travel through the land of Ishmael. And of Ishmael it is written that his hand would be against every man. And her boys and girls can understand it when there were robbers, and when they have heard that a company was coming with Sheba, with much gold, spices, and precious stones, that there would be robbers that would attempt to rob him and to kill him. But notwithstanding the difficulties, she came. And then in the fourth place, to continue, what a questions, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that understand it. On the way, difficulties, but also encounters with the devil. Or do you think, congregation, when the Queen of Sheba, with many servants, when she was on the way to the promised land, on the way to the temple, to hear concerning the Lord of Solomon, do you not think that the devil has tried to hinder it and has come with many questions and with many assaults to try to discourage the Queen of Sheba and to give it up to return to her own land? Nevertheless, as she has continued, because of her questions and of her riddles. And it can be not a strange matter, because the living child, the true child, they can have such a trouble with the devil and with their unbelief, can be at times at their wit's end, afraid that it is all wrong, how it was with that queen, because from southern climates, then people are usually of a darker skin. Think of Ethiopia, most of them black. How dark she was, we do not know. But the child of God, they learn more and more how black they are. Oh, they need the greater Solomon Do we not hear the bride confess in the Song of Solomon that she was black, but she was comely, and that was through the greater Solomon? Behold, a greater Solomon is here, the Queen of the South, shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. When we read of what our forefathers, what they have endured, think of the time of the Reformation, missionaries that have went to faraway places upon the earth. What disappointments, what discouragements. There were times that it seemed that the providence of the Lord was literally against them. Think of William Carey. Know who he is, boys and girls? The Bible translator in India. A printing house. They have just received 1,000, some say 1,400 reams of paper. And then on a certain night, the whole printing house went up in fire. Those translations, dictionaries, lexicons, and still, he continued, and in our day, how quickly also God's people and those that labor in his service, how quickly they can become downcast, discouraged, full of unbelief, looking more at the circumstances than at the King, who has declared, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Let us first sing. Psalter 382, the first four stanzas. O Lord, thou wast searched me and dost know, wherever I rest, wherever I go, thou knowest all that I have planned, and all my ways are in thy hand. And what follows, Psalter 382, the first four stanzas. Thank you. the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. The Queen hearing, the Queen coming, and now thirdly, the Queen instructed. Then in our mind, then we can picture the Queen, the camels, the servants, with all their gifts. And then the Queen, as she did not have invitations, did not have promises, and then for sure we can understand it, that the Queen would have been very careful and cautious, that she would not do anything to offend Solomon, that perhaps she has inquired of the traders, but if I would now go and visit your king, then how must I be dressed? What must I say? That she would do her utmost to please Solomon. May that also be for us and our children, for all of us, when we come up to God's house. Oh, the Queen of Solomon, if she would have had the privilege, even to add a few of the Psalms of the Father of Solomon in her possession, then on her way on that long journey, then how diligently she would have read it, and to try to understand those Psalms. Then we can understand, children, you can understand it, that when she saw the temple in the distance, that she was so happy and so glad. Because the temple, that was the house which Solomon had built unto the Lord. Hope that also may be times in our life, that there are times for another Lord's Day, a weekday service, that we are given to rejoice, humility, bewilderment, that those doors are opened for such a sinner as I am, where also a week has transpired, not what he ought to be, and now she has come to Solomon with many hard questions, riddles, and the Lord as a people, of course, there can be many questions, also concerning providence, when the Lord leads in difficult ways by itself, that is not a mark of grace. But now the Church of Jesus Christ, what a questions and what a riddles there can be, also concerning providential leadings, when we read the Bible, we have many examples. But above all the riddles concerning grace, concerning their sin, concerning their debt. Oh, in the beginning, then they hope to go from strength to strength, and soon appear in Zion as a recovered sinner and call it grace, but now to experience, and it is a mark of grace when the Lord works, to commit less sin. A nominal Christian, then they become the Pharisee, called a grace, but they have never become a lost and a hell-worthy sinner. But now for a people to do less sin and to become a greater sinner, and to to learn on account of original sin that I am nothing but a lump of sin, separated from the Lord. And the Lord, whom has shed the love abroad in their heart, a Lord whom they cannot miss. Then they are willing to make a journey like the Queen of Sheba, where they may receive an answer to their riddles. How is it now possible that a sinner as I may be reconciled to the Lord, and that all his attributes also as justice is magnified and glorified? Oh, we read in our text, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here, because Solomon could not save a single soul, but oh, the greater Solomon. He has assumed our human nature. He has paid the price and so satisfied for his people. And now concerning that wisdom, all we read of the Queen of Sheba, that she had nothing, that she poured out her heart, and so, and those are blessed places, one for the living child, when they may pour out their heart at the throne of grace, telling the Lord all their difficulties, their trials, a confession of their sins, a thanksgiving for their blessings, and the need to be reconciled. We read of Solomon in 1 Kings 4, verse 32, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. But what is that compared to the greater Solomon? 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. 31,173 verses. The precious word of God. And then we read that she has seen much. Different things. She saw all his riches, his gold and silver. Perhaps it was planned by the Queen of Sheba that she would bring all that gold, not counterfeit. Oh, how much counterfeit there is. Hope to hear tonight out of the second commandment, also concerning our worship. But she brought real gold, pure gold, spices and precious stones. Perhaps it was the thought that when she came to Solomon, that she would first offer those gifts to win the favor of Solomon. But when she has seen all his riches, perhaps she has forgotten about it, all instruction that the true child of God needs to learn. Think of those women on the morning of the resurrection with the spices to learn, not in the part of justification, but in the way of sanctification. And then we read of the house he had built. Took 13 years. Took longer than the temple. Also much bigger. Perhaps already a little beginning that Solomon was taken up with his riches and forgetting his God made an impression upon the Queen of Sheba. And when she saw the meat at the table, his provision, then she was greatly impressed. So the greater Solomon has also instituted a table for his true people. When she saw the servants that may serve Solomon, oh, undoubtedly, it is written, she was given to see how blessed they were, because we read, happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. The true children of God, they know what it is to be filled with the holy jealousy of the true people of God, that may experience that close communion that had been led further. Oh, then the Queen of Sheba, we have said it, how dark she was, we do not know, but that she thought, what a blessed place. Those servants that may stand in the presence of Solomon, that may serve, that may hear his wisdom. And then further, the ascent to the way of the temple, when she was seeing the way that Solomon went to the temple, it made a profound impression. All we read in our text, and a greater than Solomon is here, because the greater Solomon, he has ascended into the heavens and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And then when she saw the temple, the house of God, oh, do we not read for the living church in John 14, verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions, mansions prepared for the true children of God. Oh, concerning the Queen of Solomon, we read of the bride. He brought me into his chambers in chapter 1, verse 4, into the chambers of the scriptures, meditation, the chambers at the throne of grace. Oh, then a greater than Solomon is here, when it may please the Lord by his Spirit to lead his people into the chambers concerning the greater Solomon, in his names, his natures, his offices, his states and benefits. We read in the Song of Solomon 2 verse 4, he brought me into his banqueting house. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And how is it now with this generation, when we hear of the things concerning the Queen of Sheba, what she was willing to sacrifice, the journey, what she has seen and what she has heard? Our last thought, the Queen adoring a Solomon. And then she has confessed in all honesty, we read it, that it was a true report. How be it, and she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. And then what has she done? Then she has confessed her unbelief. Oh, the nominal Christendom, hold on to it. And they say so easy, unbelief is the greatest sin, but they can say it so easily. But the true child of God, there are those times, and that especially when the Lord comes over by renewal. And more so, one day may be given to see the riches and hear the wisdom, experience the power and the care of the greater Solomon. Then their unbelief shall become the greatest sin, and they shall be given to confess it. Ah, for the true child of God. And oftentimes they are given to examine whether they have the true faith. Christ, to the disciples in Luke 8, when there was a storm on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the ship, and they have awakened them, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Then Jesus says, "Where is thy faith?" Ah, the Queen of Sheba, when she was given to see those riches, the temple, the servants, but above all, given to hear the wisdom, and that Solomon has unriddled all her riddles, then she was honestly given to confess that she had heard wonderful things. But it is stated, we have read it together, "Howbeit I believe not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it." Ah, when the church may be given to experience the wonderful grace which the greater Solomon has merited for us people, then it exceeds all expectation. Behold, the half was not told me, thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. And then the precious confession has received much light. She did not end in Solomon. She did not fall down and worship the king. But then she has exclaimed, she ended, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee." Thus then she was given to speak of the good pleasure of the Lord. She did not say that Solomon was worthy, that he had merited, but what a light which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Thus the Queen of Sheba was given to end in the Lord. And then, in a way of adoration, the way of thanksgiving, and she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones. And how do you think she has given it? Cheerfully and willingly. Because when she gave it to Solomon, she also gave it to the Lord of Solomon. Was a time that the Queen of Sheba has never forgotten. If we would have went to visit the Queen of Sheba when she returned back, we had done house visitation and say, "Queen of Sheba, what has now taken place in your life?" Then she could have spoken of matters, not just some feelings, thoughts, and emotions, but then she could tell us what has transpired before, that she would say, all I have heard of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. And then I was given to feel how poor I was with all my riches, and that my worship, that idol worship, was all vain. And then that desire came into my heart. I became so restless. It was not only an intention, because Luther has said that many people go to hell with good intentions to repent and to reform. And then she could tell us what has transpired on that journey to Canaan. She could tell us the riddles that she was beset with, and that she had told Solomon all how he had answered, and the Lord is free. Oftentimes for us people here a little and there a little. Then she could tell us of what she has seen filled with the holy jealousy. Then she could tell us what it has left behind, that on her journey home, it is true there can be many questions on that journey home, and it is simply written, we have read it together, so she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants, then to receive her flesh back and to return to the busyness of life. Nevertheless, how oftentimes when the Queen of Sheba was given to think, to meditate upon what she has seen, what she has heard, her riddles unriddled, how sweet it must have been what she has heard concerning the great God whom Solomon served, the creator of the heavens and of the earth. Oh, in our text we read, and the greater than Solomon is here. Solomon has given many privileges, many blessings, but oh, the greater Solomon. As prophet, priest, and king, he has come to save his church. We read in our text, the Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of precious things, but also solemn things out of thy holy word. And then we do well to turn in unto ourselves, because we have heard of the Queen of Sheba, that she shall condemn this generation. And then as in other generation, different generations amongst us, then we are called to examine whether we belong to such a generation. So many privileges, so many blessings, so many callings, and yet that we have never come. Lord, we humbly beg of thee, work mightily by thy Holy Spirit, that we may learn the mysteries of salvation that was written in thy word. The secret of the Lord is for them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Oh, the mysteries of that covenant of grace. Lie us so sure in the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, watch over us in this day. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 257. Let us only sing the first stanza. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing all the earth to God. In daily praises, bless his name and tell his grace abroad. And what follows, 257, only stanza 1. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.